So close to 270 remain in Cuba, to the best of our knowledge, of whom 40 are sponsored by the government. That is, they're on Government of Cuba scholarships, which are supported by the government of Jamaica. Since our last update, one student, a private student, has formally advised of his return home. Three others have indicated that they're in the process of continuing their studies elsewhere through academic transfer. And we have to caveat these numbers because understand anecdotally that others have returned, but they have not formally notified us. And this is understandable. They are there privately and on their own steam. But just to say that we have the information we have as best as possible, we share that with you. And we also have a line of communication that allows for them to not only indicate their return, but to request assistance with it if they so need. This is because our concern remains for their safety, well-being, and academic continuity. We know that prolonged power cuts and reduced public transportation causes challenges for their way of life.